Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome back to another hip hop. Peace and blessings, everybody. This is Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You are now tuned in. Yes. Let's get into it. Peace and blessings. Yeah, so this topic is going to be, it's very sentimental to me. It's very touching. Because we talking about some young adolescents here who didn't enjoy the fruits of their labor, who mothers is still crying out to this day. I would like to give a special shout out to Dre O from Chicago, that is, and how she put together an intervention for the mothers who lost their young kings and queens in Chicago. Now, for those who know, right, we know the basics about Chicago, the things that they put out, like the game balance, the game culture, the crooked politicians, the outlaws and the bandits and the bank robbers who came through there, who was from there, the mafia who took control of other parts of Chicago, and one of them was known as Al Capone. Actually, he was from originally from Coney Island, Brooklyn. That is, we know about the crooked police. We know about the violence rate of the shootings, which is 37% far out place, 8% far out place. We know about that. We know how a bunch of organizations back in the 40s going into the 50s and the 60s was trying to make the city of Chicago a better living place, especially black people in the so-called urban city. And that didn't go well. We are aware of that. But what we not really aware of, we also know that Chicago considered itself the motherland of two-stepping and hustling. Chicago also known for their dressing style, their fashionable attitudes, and a great music. And that's what I'm going to start talking about. They great music. Let's get to it. Okay. Let me start off like this. I would like to pay homage from the kings and queens from Old Block all the way back to better known as Tuckerville. I would like to pay homage to both sides. Okay. Let me start off this homage. I would like to play homage to O from Old Block and his family. I would like to pay homage to Little JoJo's family. I would like to pay homage to L.A. Capone's family. I would like to pay homage to the Weekly family, which is Blood Money. I would like to play homage to Capo's family, Young Pappy's family. I would like to pay homage to Little Bingo family. I would like to pay homage to Johnny Boy, the Prince family. I would like to pay homage to Little Jeff family. I would like to pay homage to OTF, Nun Nun's family. I would like to pay homage to Little Mark's family. I would like to pay homage to Little Varno's family. And Fredo Santana's family, better known as Chief Keef's cousin. Let's have a moment of silence, people, for Chicago, the city of Chicago. Okay, let's get into it. F.B. Duck's mother, Lashina Weekly, I see the great things that you're doing. And it really hurted me to my heart to see you and those other queens, you know, sharing your griefs, sharing your pains and your sufferings, and sharing emotions about some things that's out of our hands. Some things that's not being said and told the truth of. To see y'all being so strong, thanks to Dre O, I really appreciate that. It showed me something and taught me something, you know, because I come from New York City, where we are very aware of y'all city, and I'm sure y'all very aware of ours, and we have similar pains going through. And we know really much different because we share the same pains and the same attitudes and the same similar styles and stuff like that, may have you. You know, I'm just one New York City person from Brooklyn, New York, Marcy Projects, who have rappers from my projects, various different rappers, who love y'all music. And two of my favorite was Common Sense or R. Kelly. And then later on down the line, Soft and Sutter, other people started coming through, like Doa Da and all those other cats who were shining and representing Chicago like it was supposed to. Love it. Love the town. Love the, always loved y'all music. Always loved y'all artists from y'all city. You know, it was so touching. Okay, Tookie's mother, Dominique Gregory. You know, to see you staying strong and holding on is a blessing in disguise. You keep going. You keep fighting this fight, this good old voluntary fight. This genocide that's dealing with our people need to stop. I do not condone it once again. I'm a hip-hop analyzer who do not condone violence whatsoever. Ray Ray's mother, Vida Weekly, you know, much respect to you as well. I hope y'all stay strong and you find a way to for you and your peers to figure out how to fight this off, to fight this this fight, this violent fight that's been plaguing us for centuries on end. Little Mrs. Mother, Danielle Fields, the Fields family, much homage to you as well. Keep fighting this good old fight. You got the people around you that can help you fight the good old fight. You know what I mean? It's not like people that can understand where you're coming from, right? And like y'all said, y'all grew up together. Some of y'all even went to school together, and some of y'all might be related. So with that being said, it's unification within to fight this good old fight. And y'all keep fighting that fight and doing a great job y'all doing. Plus Drea Oaks as well. Definitely got to mention you, Drea Oaks. I really appreciate that. And the segment I'm doing is called The Mothers of Chicago Drill Music. And the reason why I call it The Mothers of Chicago Drill Music, because if it wasn't for the mothers, it wouldn't have been no drill music. It wouldn't have been no drill culture. It wouldn't have been all these people I named and all the people that's still living. You know, like FBG Ducks and the King Vaughns, who just recently became deceased, wouldn't even been born without their mothers. And it's so sad because, you know, all the different stories I'm hearing and all the allegations about what happened, who did what. To me, everybody's entitled to an opinion. And in my opinion is, it's more deeper than what we've seen. And that's how I feel, period. Well, if nobody like it or not, it's more deeper than what I've seen, like I said. And it's so messed up and it's so disrespect. There's so much disrespect going on, and they need to stop in the 50 states of America. The disrespect needs to stop in the 50 states of America, people. We need to stop this. We need to get together and join hands and band together and do what we need to do to stop this. Once again, this is Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You're now tuned in. You know, like I said, people, these guys did some great music. These young kings did some great music, and I listened to each and every one of their music, and it was beautiful. But it seemed like to me they couldn't even go past gold. And what I mean by that, they couldn't even enjoy their album, people. They enjoyed their EPs and their mixtapes more than they enjoyed the album. Now, I grew up in the era of hip-hop where everybody was able to enjoy their first, second, third album, even fourth and fifth. But it seemed like these young kings and queens don't have a chance to do none of it. And it's such sadness. And I just don't like it. And for me, being a part of the hip-hop culture, I have to stand up and say something. Because this needs to stop, people. It needs to stop. This is the Mothers of Chicago Drill Music, a special edition, people. Special edition. And I appreciate all my listeners and supporters for hearing me out on this topic, which is a very sensitive topic when it comes to these individuals that I mentioned and who parents I gave shout-outs to. Very sensitive, people. But until then, we're going to fight this good fight. Peace and blessings to everybody. Peace. Peace and blessings, everybody. You are now welcome back to another hip hop. Peace and blessings, everybody. This is Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You are now tuned in. Now tuned in. Now tuned in. Yes. Let's get into it. Peace and blessings. Yeah, so this topic is very sentimental to me. It's very touching. Because we talking about some young adolescents here who didn't enjoy the fruits of their labor, who mothers is still crying out to this day. I would like to give a special shout out to Dre O from Chicago, that is, and how she put together an intervention for the mothers who lost their young kings and queens in Chicago. Now, for those who know, right, we know the basics about Chicago, the things that they put out, like the gang violence, the gang culture, the crooked politicians, the outlaws and the bandits and the bank robbers who came through there, who was from there, the mafia who took control of other parts of Chicago, and one of them was known as Al Capone. Actually, he was from originally from Coney Island, Brooklyn. That is. We know about the crooked police. We know about the violence rate of the shootings, which is 37% far out place, 8% far out place. We know about that. We know how a bunch of organizations back in the 40s going into the 50s and the 60s was trying to make the city of Chicago a better living place, especially black people in the so-called urban city. And that didn't go well. We are aware of that. But what we not really aware of, we also know that Chicago considered itself the motherland of two-stepping and hustling. Chicago also known for their dressing style, their fashionable attitudes, and their great music. And that's what I'm going to start talking about, their great music. Let's get to it. Okay. Let me start off like this. I would like to pay homage from the kings and queens from Old Block all the way back to better known as Tuckerville. I would like to pay homage to both sides. Okay. Let me start off this homage. I would like to play homage to O from O Block and his family. I would like to pay homage to Little JoJo's family. I would like to pay homage to L.A. Capone's family. I would like to pay homage to the Weekly family, which is Blood Money. I would like to play homage to Capo's family, Young Pappy's family. I would like to pay homage to Little Bingo family. I would like to pay homage to Johnny Boy, the Prince family. I would like to pay homage to Little Jeff family. I would like to pay homage to OTF, Nun Nun's family. I would like to pay homage to Little Mark's family. I would like to pay homage to Little Varno's family. And Fredo Santana's family, better known as Chief Keith's cousin. Let's have a moment of silence, people. For Chicago, the city of Chicago. Okay, let's get into it. F.B. Duck's mother, Lashina Weekly, I see the great things that you're doing. And it really hurted me to my heart to see you and those other queens, you know, sharing your griefs, sharing your pains and your sufferings. And sharing emotions about some things that's out of our hands, some things that's not being said and told the truth of. To see y'all being so strong, thanks to Drea O, I really appreciate that. It showed me something and taught me something, you know, because I come from New York City, where we are very aware of y'all city, and I'm sure y'all very aware of ours, and we have similar pains going through, and we know really much different. Because we share the same pains and the same attitudes and the same similar styles and stuff like that, may have you. You know, I'm just one New York City person from Brooklyn, New York, Marcy Projects, who have rappers from my projects, various different rappers, who love y'all music. And two of my favorite was Common Sense or R. Kelly. And then later on down the line, Soft and Sutterer, other people started coming through, like Doa Da and all those other cats who were shining and representing Chicago like it was supposed to. Love it. Love the town. Love the, always loved y'all music. Always loved y'all artists from y'all city. You know, it was so touching. Okay, Tukey's mother, Dominique Gregory. You know, to see you staying strong and holding on is a blessing in disguise. You keep going. You keep fighting this fight, this good old voluntary fight. This genocide that's dealing with our people need to stop. I do not condone it once again. I'm a hip-hop analyzer who do not condone violence whatsoever. Ray Ray's mother, Vita Weekly. You know, much respect to you as well. I hope y'all stay strong and you find a way to for you and your peers to figure out how to fight this off, to fight this this fight, this violent fight that been plaguing us for centuries on end. Little Mrs. Mother, Danielle Fields, the Fields family, much homage to you as well. Keep fighting this good old fight. You got the people around you that can help you fight the good old fight. You know what I mean? It's not like people that can understand where you coming from, right? And like y'all said, y'all grew up together. Some of y'all even went to school together, and some of y'all might be related. So with that being said, it's unification within to fight this good old fight. Y'all keep fighting that fight and doing a great job y'all doing. Plus Drea Oaks as well. Definitely got to mention you, Drea Oaks. I really appreciate that. And the segment I'm doing is called The Mothers of Chicago Drill Music. And the reason why I call it The Mothers of Chicago Drill Music, because if it wasn't for the mothers, it wouldn't have been no drill music. It wouldn't have been no drill culture. It wouldn't have been all these people I named and all the people that's still living. You know, like FBG Ducks and the King Vaughns, who just recently became deceased, wouldn't even been born without their mothers. And it's so sad because, you know, all the different stories I'm hearing and all the allegations about what happened, who did what. To me, everybody's entitled to opinion. And in my opinion, it's more deeper than what we've seen. And that's how I feel, period. Whether nobody like it or not, it's more deeper than what I've seen, like I said. And it's so messed up, and it's so disrespect. There's so much disrespect going on, and they need to stop. In the 50 states of America, the disrespect needs to stop in the 50 states of America, people. We need to stop this. We need to get together and join hands and band together and do what we need to do to stop this. Once again, this is Mr. Hip Hop Phenomenon. You're now tuned in. You know, like I said, people, these guys did some great music. These young kings did some great music. And I listened to each and every one of their music, and it was beautiful. But it seemed like to me they couldn't even go past gold. And what I mean by that, they couldn't even enjoy their album, people. They enjoyed their EPs and their mixtapes more than they enjoyed the album. Now, I grew up in an era of hip-hop where everybody was able to enjoy their first, second, third album, even fourth and fifth. But it seemed like these young kings and queens don't have a chance to do none of it. And it's such sadness. And I just don't like it. And for me, being a part of the hip-hop culture, I have to stand up and say something. Because this needs to stop, people. It needs to stop. This is the Mothers of Chicago Drill Music, a special edition, people. Special edition. And I appreciate all my listeners and supporters for hearing me out on this topic, which is a very sensitive topic when it comes to these individuals that I mentioned and who parents I gave shout-outs to. Very sensitive, people. But until then, we're going to fight this good fight. Peace and blessings to everybody. Peace.